What is your...
I'm already doing it. That's why I was calling them. What is your qualification? That's a common question here in India. What is your educational qualification?
We both be Bachelor of Engineering.
Engineering. So you're engineers.
Yes.
You're working as an engineer also?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. So when you first went to engineering college, if you didn't have faith in the teachers or lecturers and everything they said, you just said, I don't believe that, then could you have qualified? Could you have understood? You must be using calculus in engineering.
Yes.
When you're first confronted with calculus, it looks like a bunch of nonsense, just some squiggly lines, and you don't understand it at all. So you can just say, well, that's just rubbish, because you don't understand it. But if you have faith, then there's... You have faith that there's something beyond the symbolism. There's something practical here. There's something meaningful. I don't understand it, but there is something significant here. And there are others who understand it. They can explain it to me and I'll understand it and I can use it also. That faith is required. Otherwise, the paper with this calculations there, to a child, to a baby, it's just something to tear up or scribble on. It means nothing to him.
Yes.
But to one who knows, the proper calculation or miscalculation can make the difference between your bridge standing for 1,000 years or collapsing in 10 days. But you have to... In other words, some faith is required. That there's something which I don't understand, but it can be understood. So some basic faith is required in Krishna. If we just from the beginning, I want to understand all simply intellectually, but first there has to be some faith. All intellectual endeavors begin with faith. So some faith is required. This transcendental faith to understand Krishna.
If Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the highest mantra means, then is there any necessity of doing Gayatri Mantra?
No, actually no. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatira Anyata. In Kali Yoga, the only way is by chanting the name of Krishna. So, we also receive Gayatri Mantra received in the Vaishnava Parampara. Some devotees, not necessary for all. That may be received, but the Smarta Upanayanam, you're from what? Smarta family?
No.
Oh, Iyengar?
No.
None, you're not in any of them. I thought you were asking, usually the Brahmins will ask this. There's also this Gayatri Pariva. No, Gayatri is also, that's based on the pranav, Omkar. So Gayatri is important, but she's also a servant of Krishna. So in Kali Yuga, actually for chanting Brahma Gayatri, the very high qualification is required, which in the modern age, people don't have it as they used to have, but they can acquire it by chanting Hare Krishna. But even if you don't have it, even if you don't chant Gayatri, Harinam is fully sufficient to take us all the way to Krishna. Fully sufficient means by His mercy, He will take us.
And we are expecting your mercy for doing Harinama in our village, Maharaj. Actually, in our village, 10 to 15 children below 10 years age, they are actually doing chanting. They are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I don't know whether they are doing sincerely or because I can't understand their feeling. But they are doing chanting, and a few weeks before, without our knowledge, they have taken Krishna's photo and doing Harinama to few streets in our village.
Hmm.
So
where's your village?
Near Stabar Mundur, Mappedu.
Between here and Chennai.
Yes. Between Stabar Mundur to Tiruvallur.
Well, I thought you said Sri Perumbudur. No.
Sri Perumbudur to Tiruvallur, in between.
Oh, so that's north from the road.
Yes.
Is it? Yeah. North.
North.
From the,
north,
the
north.
Yeah, from the Chennai.
North.
Velar Road. It's north of that. Yeah.
So.
So that's nice. It's a traditionally Vaishnav area.
Out of curiosity.
That's very nice. How old are they? How old are the children?
Below 10 years.
Oh, very nice.
First standard, fourth standard, third standard. And they have taken their burn as even a non-vegetarian family also. But they are doing, and they are asking, chanting beads. And
who's inspired them like that?
Me, my friend.
You're both from the same village, is it?
My brother also.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
My brother started first, and then me, and now he is continuing. Yes.
Very good, very nice.
But I don't know, Maharaj, how it will be going or something. I don't know.
You have to ask. You can ask some of the devotees from here to,
yes,
to go and do some preaching there also, because they have experience in developing people in Krishna consciousness. Well, especially Akinchan Krishna, who's here. Akinchan Krishna does. He's in charge, you could say. He's the leader here. Okay. I don't know if he's here right now. He's probably outside.
Okay.
But he's preaching vigorously all over this area. Okay. I don't know if he goes as far as Sri Parambada.
Not one of them. Actually, I have it.
But he goes up to Arakonam and...
Yes, I have a thought to ask devotees from Chennai circle.
Yeah, from the temple I don't think they'll go, because they don't go out much with this kind of program. They're, for one thing, it's way over the other side of the city. Another thing is they're mostly just busy collecting for the temple. They mostly don't go out to other programs. You could ask Sevakapati, do you know him?
Yes.
Ask him, he's enthusiastic for this kind of program. Ask him better. Sure. You're in contact with him?
Yes, Maharaj.
Jai Gopinath also?
Yes, I have contact with both of them.
Jai Gopinath is, but he's more into just distributing books.
Yes, Maharaj.
Whereas Sevakapati, he likes to do this kind of program. So either?
Yes, Maharaj. Actually, I have contact number of both of them.
Yeah. They're the two devotees in Chennai who are most interested in like preaching, reaching out to people like this. But Jai Gopinath is mostly into book distribution. Which is great.
So we are expecting your mercy for us and for those children.
Yeah,
because
receive Prabhupada's mercy.
Sometimes, when we are chanting, sometimes sometimes when we are chanting, this material senses controls. I don't know how to explain it. But I don't know what is the solution of, because even doing chanting also, mind is wandering here and there.
Yeah, so well, we have to chant and pray just like this. Ai nanda tanaja kinkaram. Call out to Krishna. There are various spiritual techniques that can help us to chant better. One is sitting in front of Tulsi while chanting. Or we can sit in front of a picture of Srila Prabhupada and beg for his mercy while we're chanting. One system that was, I believe, was it Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj or Gaurakishore Das Babaji? One system to sit in front of the mantra written out and read it. The mantra is written out, and you look at that and while you chant. That's one system. It's in Bengal, that's quite, among Vaishnavs, that system was there. You'll find, I saw when I was traveling in Bangladesh, in many homes, it had framed on the wall the Maha Mantra. Written out, in Bengali script, of course. In fact, I need to get that myself next time I go to Bengal.
If possible, can you explain any one of pastimes with the
pastimes
with the Prabhupada?
Well, there are some. What are you doing with that? Okay. You have to prepare that arrival information also. Remember you did that before? Remember you did that? Do you have that still? You don't have a memory stick.
I have my memory stick.
Okay. You should keep that.
Okay, I'll keep it.
And then each time you can do that. So, for this purpose I wrote it. So, you mean how I met Prabhupada?
Yes.
Well, so many people ask me this, I wrote a book. I mostly write books. Have you seen that book, Jai Srila Prabhupada?
Yes, Maharaj.
You got that book?
I have seen, but I didn't read it.
No, he has it already.
Okay. He has seen the book. You had this copy?
No, I don't have a personal copy. I have seen the bookstore.
Oh, I see. Well, you could get that. There's another book, My Memories of Prabhupada, that's out of print though. But that Jai Srila Prabhupada, that helps us to remember Prabhupada and appreciate Prabhupada and be with Prabhupada. So you please read that.
Sure.
You want to know Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. Are you doing that?
Yes.
Which books of Prabhupada did you read?
Bhagavad Gita, as it is.
Mm. Read it all?
Yes, one time too. In Tamil. In Tamil. And
how did you find the language? I'm told it's very difficult Tamil.
Yes, some of the places have some very old languages. In Tamil words, very old words. But basically, we are Tamilians, so...
You could follow it. It wasn't too difficult to read.
It is difficult somewhere, not fully managed.
Okay.
And recently I have started Bhagavatam.
Okay, that's very good. In Tamil also?
No, Maharaj, English. Mm-hmm. And some of small books, Easy Journey to Other Planets. And mainly? Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita by Sasuki.
Yeah. I'm reading that also. It's volume 2. I read it once before. I'm reading it again.
And Krishna book in Tamil.
Read it all?
Yes.
Very good.
Recently, Prabhupada Memories.
Those books
volume
came out.
1.
Yeah.
And before he went to America, his godbrothers, that book fully explained by his godbrothers.
Like our friend, is it? Something like that? Srila Prabhupada, a friend to all, or something like that. Yeah, but some of those stories are... I don't think we can believe everything in that book. It's nice, but... so many people told me so many things that they met Prabhupada and this and that. I don't necessarily believe it all.
And from one from Western disciples, Prabhupada Maharaj.
Those books are nice. Well, we have to study the books that Prabhupada wrote. They are actually more important because they give us an understanding of Krishna consciousness. The book of Prabhupada memories, they're nice, but that in and of itself is not, doesn't give us a systematic understanding of Krishna consciousness. So like I say, those books are nice, and I also read them. They're instructive, but to understand the philosophy as Prabhupada presented it to us, we have to hear his lectures and especially read his books.
I think I forgot one question. Maharaj, with your permission, if I have any doubts, shall I mail you, Maharaj?
You can send it to BVKS Sangha. You know that? Yeah, are you a member of that?
Yes, yes. BVKS Sangha.
Many people are sending questions there. And they get answered more or less. Many of them are answered by Shamananda, who's here in Dhamma now. So while he's here, if you want, you could phone him up and ask him. It's quite good philosophically. Otherwise, Banu Maharaj is there in Chennai. There are so many. I mean, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is not that difficult. It's pretty straightforward. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We have to serve him. We're not the body, we're eternal spirit soul. The yoga dharma is chanting Hare Krishna. It's not that difficult. I mean, you can get into so many. There are various subtle points, but it's not really necessary to get into so many subtleties. The main thing is to understand we're here to serve Krishna, and we should serve him, that's all. That we can do by chanting his names, offering our food to him, preaching the message of Krishna, distributing Prabhupada's books, all these things. Easy, natural, and simple.
It's an easy process, Maharaj. Whenever that material desires arises,
it's not a question when they arise, they're there all the time.
Yes, but when it is overtaking,
so
by
chant Hare Krishna loudly.
That's
all right.
Can I get you?
Can you stay until the evening and then you can join the program? You can go back to Chennai later. It's only what, 2 hours to Chennai, so you can have 2.5 hours.
4 hours?
No. How are you going? By bus?
By bus.
The trains are quicker.
I'll try my best.
All right, it's up to you. Yeah, the buses are slow. I think the bus route is not so direct and it stops and so many stops.
Actually, we have to go to a native first.
I see. All right. Anyway, you can come next Sunday if you want. And then the Sunday after that, we're all going to Sri Rangam for the weekend. Do you know about that?
Yes, Maharaj, I have seen in your website.
Yeah.
I have a desire to join with you in Sri Rangam.
Yeah, that would be nice. Come.
Sure.
You want to take this book?
Yes, Maharaj.
Please see Gurudas. There's some rate, something, I don't know, 70, something like 70, 80.
Okay, Maharaj. Shall I get you?
Yeah, I can say it. You're Jai Krishna's brother.
Yes, it's Maharaj.
What's your name?
Sendil Saravanan.
That sounds like a very Tamil name.
Yes.
It's Kartikeya, Murugan. Both names. They're two well-known names of Kumar. It's a common name here for him also. Kumar, Murugan is... Murugan, Kumar, they're two famous names. There are so many names. Kartikeya, Skanda. But in Tamil Nadu, they don't use these names. Kartikeya, Skanda. Mostly they say like that. What is it? It's like this, Murugan, Kumar, Sentil, Saravana. Saravana names are there. Hare Krishna. What's your name?
Ramu.
All
right. Hare Krishna.
He wants to take that book, so...
Yes, ma'am.
Change.
Take
some... What happened
to the price?
Did you get this cleaned out, or where is this? This thing?
It's not...
Okay.